This is the new hype show.
Let me do that again. Welcome back to the new hype show. It's your boy Biz. I'm back. I'm black and I'm better than ever. Y'all gonna have to talk to me different. Y'all gonna have to, you know, address me, you know, different. I'm an artist now. I'm an official artist. I'm verified. They verify me online. I'm official now. I'm official artist right now. Y'all gotta understand what's going on. I put out an album on June 1st, Doreen's Favorite. A 24 chapter magnum opus. I seen the reviews. I've been getting tagged. I've been getting DMs, texts, tweets, whatever you want to call it. Yo, listen, man, I appreciate everyone's feedback. I haven't got no negative feedback from anyone. That's a positive. Thank you. It's my contribution to hip hop. I felt I needed to put it out. And I've officially, you know, put an album out. Like, I put something out for my contribution to the culture. I'm excited. I felt great. Release day, I felt great. You know, my kids were super ecstatic. They were more excited than me. I felt more relieved. I've been sitting on this album for 6 months. And to hear, you know, the response from people, man, was just... I knew I was going to get a good response, but now it's overwhelming, man. Like, I really appreciate the response, man. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, guys. You know, I'm still in promo mode. I'm doing interviews. I'm trying to run my streams up. I'm everywhere with the album. It's on all streaming platforms. If you haven't already, Doreen's Favorite. It's album of the year. My album. And you would think because of my biasness, this album is really, I was always saying I can't listen to it. I've been playing this shit in a car all the time. I go to the gym and I play it. Man, this album is fire, man. I'm very proud of myself. Very, very proud of myself. You know, I'm a Scorpio. I'm not used to celebrating, you know, these wins, but I still haven't really celebrated though. Because I'm just still in work mode, you know. When it's just you and your boy, you know, me and my producer, you know, just me and him. Shout out to Fantastic again. You know, he made the soundtrack of my life. I'm still grateful for that shit. The production is so amazing, man. I've had majority of people tell me my voice sounds so great on there. They tell me the stories were just so nostalgic. The language... They're picturing everything I was saying. Man. Thank you, Doreen's Favorite. Every day I got a new favorite song. Today, my favorite song will probably be Back to Guyana. I can't remember what track that was. But, yeah, man. My album is finally here. Wow. I'm official. I'm an artist now. It's so beautiful. It feels great. Shout out to everyone that purchased the t-shirt for Doreen's Favorite. Thank you. Thank you, man. Amazing. Amazing, amazing. Let me backtrack a little bit. Sorry, I got lost for a minute. Yeah, so let me backtrack. I was talking to my cousin the other day. He called me, you know, we was talking about the album and shit. And we were talking about, like, because I was like, yo, everybody put my album up. And I was telling him, I said, yo, you got to understand something. Because it's me that's doing it, certain people ain't going to put my album up. You know what I'm saying? They ain't going to fuck with it, which is cool. Like, I'm not, you know, whatever. Again, I say I celebrate the ones who celebrate me. I fuck with who fuck with me. You know what I'm saying? But I was trying to explain to him. I was like, yo, man, you know, people ain't going to fuck with you when it's you doing it. They want to see you at a certain level for the rest of your life. And when people start to grow and do things, they hate it. Or they just don't fuck with you, period. But they want to follow and see the journey. Because what's going to happen? This thing is only going to get bigger. It's going to get bigger. And those that, you know, are around me, you know, because what it is too, I got people that I fuck with. And I use that word friends loosely. They don't listen to my show. No, they don't listen to my show. So what makes you think they're going to listen to my album? You know? They're not going to play my album. What's going to happen is it's going to become so popular that they're going to be forced to like, fuck, oh, this nigga really. And then they're going to try to critique it as much as they can, which is, you know, SMD, please. But either way, thanks for listening. You know, if you're going to hate, you know, no, if you're not going to listen to it, cool, but just don't hate. You know what I'm saying? The album surprised me because I saw people that I didn't know fuck with me was fucking with the album. They were tagging me. I was like, wow. Wow. Thank you. You know, those are the shockers. The ones that I was just like, wow. Okay. And, you know, people that, and that's another thing, too. I don't have expectations from people. But it did kind of like, huh? When you see certain people that you're like, damn, I was riding hard for this motherfucker. Like, and they didn't post my shit or they didn't even like my shit. I was like, cool. You know, it's cool, man. It doesn't bother me because the abundance of people showing me love outshines that. You know what I mean? So I was telling my cousin, I said, yo, it's because it's me they won't fuck with it, bro. Trust me. Anybody else could have did the same thing. But because it's me and they know me, that's what they're going to look at you as, regular. But once you become, you know, larger than life, that's when they spin the block like, oh. By that time, I'm like, nah, ain't no room on this, man. Nah. Because I don't play like that. I love to celebrate motherfuckers, not because of an opportunity, not because of whatever, but I just love to celebrate motherfuckers. Not because, you know, when it's popular to celebrate people. I've had friends who were at a level one when I was celebrating them, giving them their props. They reach a level 20, and I'm still celebrating. I was like, you know, people will never celebrate me the way I celebrate them. And that's okay because I'm never going to change. I'm never going to change who I am because of how people treat, you know, how people react towards me. That's cool. I think that bothers, you know, other people. It don't bother me because I know who I am. You know what I'm saying? Once you know who you are, you comfortable in your own skin, shit like that really don't fuck with you. You know what I'm saying? Because I look at it, I'm getting love in abundance. That's the ones I'm showing up for. That's the ones I'm like, yeah. The ones that are telling me like, yo, Biz, man, these stories taking me back. Motherfuckers are telling me they riding around in they whip, blasting my album like it's actual music. I mean, it is, you know, we do have a sound, a nice, you know, score to these stories, but it ain't something that you're going to hear knocking the club. Nah, it's an audio book, an audio memoir of a Guyanese immigrant. You know, fresh off the plane, wasn't on no boat. My family had money. Who grew up in the crack era. You know, who grew up in Brooklyn when Brooklyn was really Brooklyn, when it was scary hours. You feel me? Very scary. But it's just, you know, my life. You ride around to these amazing, amazing beats. You know what I'm saying? But, man, I can't, like, I'm an official artist now. I'm official. I'm actually dead ass official. Feels really fucking great. I just have mad work to do. And I know how the independent grind goes because I work with independent artists my whole life. Never been on a major. So coming up, this is all I know, doing for self. Always knew. Marcus Garvey said what? Do for self. Malcolm X said what? Do for self. Always do for self. So it's always been hard for me to say I need help. Always been hard. If I'm paying you for a service, that's different. But, you know, I'm paying for a service. So technically I'm helping myself to your service, but I'm paying. So now it's like, I got to pay for this. Got to do this commercial. Got to shoot these photo shoots. Got to do this, pay for this, you know. Getting these. You would think that I've been in the industry so long, or, you know, just working in the music business so long that, you know, motherfucker gonna throw me a freebie. I don't want nobody throw me shit for free. I pay for everything, so nobody can't say they give me shit. I be like, I pay. If I gotta get a bio done, I'm paying. If I gotta get a whatever, I get on my flight, I'm, you know, I gotta pay. I gotta do what I gotta do. It's for me. I'm paying. You know what I'm saying? But it's, yo, man, it's been surreal. I feel like I've been on cloud 18. I'm in full artist mode. Finally feel like a lot of weight has been off my shoulder for a while now. I'm able to say that, yo, I'm content with the, not even just the response, just, feels good releasing the album. Holding on to it for so long, man. I might play a, nah, I ain't gonna play. Y'all niggas gotta go run my streams up. Fuck that. It's a lot of new music. I think, when this episode dropped, I think the Migos album dropped tomorrow. Lil Durk and Baby just dropped out. Yo, fucking Lil Baby. I think Lil Baby might be the best. Not gonna say it just yet, but ain't nobody fucking with that dude right now. Ransom shit is fire. And this is the old nigga album. Y'all niggas gonna get upset. Lloyd Banks dropped this album. Is it the case of the inevitable? Lloyd Banks is rapping. He's still rapping, y'all. He still got it. But we gotta be clear. Doreen's favorite album of the fucking year. Album of the motherfucking year. Doreen's favorite. Independent. We're on all platforms. Spotify, Apple Music, iTunes, Tidal, Napster, Weezer, Google. Everywhere you can stream music, we are there. We're on YouTube. Come on, man. I'm everywhere. You can't say you're not hearing this album. I have the album of the year. Colin Biz, I got the album of the motherfucking year. What y'all talking about, man? What the fuck is wrong with y'all niggas, man? I'm not even rapping. My production is better than 95% of these niggas in the rap game, man. What you talking about? With the exception of Rick Ross, who picks fucking amazing Holy Grail beats. But the production on my album, it's a world with nostalgia, euphoria, elation, and epicness. All of that intertwined. Come on, man. I hope everybody goes out and get this album. I got a bunch of Easter egg surprises coming. I have so much. I got so much work to do, man. When you independent, it's never done. You have this. I got to do this. I got so much work to do, y'all. So much motherfucking work with Doreen's favorite. You know, you think that, yeah, once I put the album out, that's it. Nah, woo. Especially when you independent, oh, it's a lot. I don't have a machine behind me, so I just can't sit down and just run around and do promo. No. I'm answering emails, texts. I'm checking tweets. I'm checking IGs. I'm checking Facebooks. I got to run ads here, run ads there. This one got to know, got to send out fucking one sheets to this one. And yo, bro, it's a lot, man. But for a lot of independent artists out there who, you know, you're doing your thing for the first time, you need to reach out. Holler at me, man. You know, I say the advice is free. I give you the game, man. Don't run to these sucker niggas. I want to charge y'all $150 or $200 for the information. I give you the information, shorty. I'm never greedy with it. Reach out to me. Don't be afraid. Remember, I'm still in executive mode and artist mode. This is crazy. This first time, I wasn't supposed to be an artist. I'm the guy behind the artist. Pause. I'm the guy that pushes the records out. I'm the exec. I'm the Dame Dash. Running around screaming at people, man. In a good way, though. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't supposed to be an artist. Shout out to my man Fantastic, who made me see, like, yo, dude, you're going to have to carry this ship. You're going to have to. And I said, fuck it. Now I open a whole other lane for myself that not even kick this door down. I'm about to bulldoze this shit. If y'all niggas think I'm playing or what I got coming up, y'all niggas ain't see nothing yet, man. Y'all ain't see nothing. My Funk Master Flex voice, New York City. Dude, y'all hear me? Oh, and this is a response to the Fresh Fiend. Shout out to Mark and the Podium Podcast. I'm responding to the Fresh Fiend. I actually didn't finish his episode, but the part I got up to, man, I got kind of tight. I was like, fuck this nigga talking about. He was talking about Jay-Z and Nas. And he was like, ah, oh, these old niggas, blah, 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 blah. Damn, I feel like pulling the audio, but I'm mad lazy right now. But I'm paraphrasing. Oh, Jay-Z dreads and shit look mad ugly. You had told me 20 years ago Jay-Z would have these dreads. I don't know if I explained this to y'all in another episode. There's a reasoning for Jay-Z's dreads, Mark. There's a reasoning. It's beyond Jay-Z at this point. Jay-Z got those dreads for a reason. You remember who was his favorite artist? Basquiat. Those type of dreads, I think, all right, I'm not, again, I don't Google. I go off the dome. I pride myself on having a lot of information. But it's either Uganda or, shit, what's the country? I don't know if it was Uganda. It's an African country. Anyways, it originates from there. They take, like, three locks and they put it together to make one. Like, they'll take, like, four locks to make one big lock. That's how they do it. But they've been doing it. I know I give Miami all the props because they was the first ones doing it. But I don't know if you remember. Well, not even because Basquiat was, man, they wasn't the first ones. But in the hip hop origin, Miami down south, you know, the dreadheads with the fronts, Kodak, you know, was doing his thing. But it originates in Africa, of course. But there's a reasoning behind Jay-Z's dreads, man. Don't do that, Mark. He's a billionaire. Look how he's wearing his hair. He's going into these meetings, making everybody uncomfortable because at a time, what happened? They weren't hiring guys with dreads. What the fuck you gonna tell Jay-Z he come to your meeting with his hair out? What you gonna tell him? That hair is power. It's power in that hair. That's how they wore their hair back in, you know, a lot of slaves came over wearing their hair like that. They had made them cut it. And a lot of them felt powerless without it. They pride. Why you think Rastafarians don't cut their hair? It's power. It's knowledge. It's like wealth. This shit is worth more than money, those locks, man. So don't say that shit, Mark. You made me tight with that shit. Yeah, the old niggas. Yeah, they the old niggas. They're not trying to be popular. They could the music they making, and this is another one of his points. Again, I listen to Mark's show. It's not personal, but I'm engaging with him. So, you know, yeah, Jay-Z and Nas, they don't make music for 20-year-olds. This is the first time in history you have the old dudes rapping to our generation who was older now. At that time, remember Rakim and Daddy Kane? Well, Rakim, Jay-Z, they're about the same age. But at that time, our parents, they grew up and they left hip-hop. They're like, we on this stuff. We grew up listening to him. And we're going to be 60, 70, 80 still listening to hip-hop. And we're the first generation to do that. This is the first generation where the rappers are allowed to get older. Rakim, Kane, and them guys weren't allowed to get old. As soon as they reach a certain age, let's get rid of them. They were ignorant back then. Cats were ignorant. This is a young man's game. Really, it's not no more. The best rappers, the real spitters, are over 40 now. Raw spitting. Nas is almost 50. Hov is 51, 52. So I call this adult contemporary rap. It's still a small market for us. Remember, we're growing. Even though I listen to everybody, I listen to the Lil Babies, the Gunners, the Migos, they young, Drake, you know what I mean? I still listen to them. But now imagine the people in their generation growing up, Drake going to be 50, they still going to be listening to Drake. This is what I'm talking about, bro. Come on, don't do that. Don't do that shit. You know I have something to say. You know I have something to say. It's not a popularity contest. You think Jay-Z and Nas care to be popular? They've been popping. Remember Hov said 20 years ago, we've been driving Bentleys. This shit these young niggas don't, we been did it. But they not dissing them. They got their own lane. Jay-Z ain't trying to be popular. Hence, why you think he got the dreads? Remember when he used to do all the fly shit back in the day? There's a reason. I'm stepping in this boardroom. Look at my hair. What the fuck they gonna tell me? I'm a dude from Marcy Projects, nigga. I know this hair. My skin, for one, makes you uncomfortable. Now the hair, extra uncomfortable. Now you like, shit, I can't say no because he got all the money. Come on, he got the money and the influence. Remember, influence is the most powerful thing on the planet. Yeah, that was my soapbox moment. But yeah, man, I'm going to continue to listen to that show. That's my show. But yeah, continue to rock out. Doreen's favorite. It's on all streaming platforms. It's the hottest album of the year. It's my album, my debut hip-hop audio memoir of a Guyanese immigrant, produced entirely by Mr. Ryan Smith White. There you have it. Doreen's favorite. It's a new hype show. Holla at your boy. This is episode 80-something, but we close to 100. Holla at me. Be sure to get at me on social media. Hit me on Instagram at It's The New Hype Show and Twitter, It's The New Hype. And you can find me on Facebook at The New Hype Show. Send comments, questions, or if you just want to say fuck you, or if you want to send me a donation, holla at me. It's The New Hype Show.